নমস্কার, কেমন আছো টু অল লাভলি সুপার মাদার্স। ওয়েলকাম টু সুপার মাদার আনলিশড। সাকসেসফুল বিজনেস কোচ, ব্র্যান্ড ওনার অ্যান্ড সুপার মাদার অফ হার কিউট বেবি, শি ইজ হেল্পিং লটস অফ মাদার্স ফর দেয়ার বিজনেসেস টু গ্রো অ্যান্ড রিচ অ্যানাদার লেভেল। শি ইজ ভেরি স্মার্ট, ডাইনামিক মাদার হু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডস দ্য নিড টু স্ট্যান্ড আউট in society and challenge the world with her work, and she's amazing in it. No, let's not reveal more. Let's hear from today's our guest. Hello, Catherine. Welcome to my show.
Hi, thank you. And thank you all the listeners. Thank you for having me today. How are you all? I hope you're all good. Catherine Rowland. I have a beauty and skincare business that I created from scratch, and Turning Line. And then over the years, I've built up having, I've got many years in coaching, and I now coach women and mums how to build online and financial freedom so that they can spend more time with their children while they're young, and it absolutely empower them, and I sort of guide them on the road to doing that. It's now, I actually am flying to Sydney in August to win some awards for that. And then amidst that, I've decided that I want to take all my experience over the years and become a coach and help women and mums to sort of reach out online and create that financial freedom for themselves.
Wow.
I'm happy to answer any questions that anyone has.
Okay. That's amazing, Catherine. You're doing so many things.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Catherine, what's your location? Like, where you born, your childhood memories?
Yeah, definitely. So I was born in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I currently live on the Gold Coast, and
okay.
I have a beautiful little 2.5-year-old boy. From my childhood, I would definitely say beaches. Beaches and hanging out with friends is like a lot of memories of mine. Like, a very social person, always have been.
Catherine, you have shared about your childhood memories, settled in Gold Coast. So your entire childhood you have spent there? In Gold Coast?
No, I was born in Maryborough, Queensland, and then moved out west to Roma for probably 10 and a half years of my young adolescent life, so early adult life.
Mm-hmm.
Then went and did a little bit of traveling and explored and just sort of found myself again after a very messy divorce to my ex-husband. And then after finding myself again, met my son's father, and the Gold Coast is kind of where I've settled.
Yeah.
Over the years, I have owned a gym, built that up and sold it, an NDIS business, built that up and sold it, and a cleaning business. And I did the same thing with that, took a breather, and then created Poda Beauty, as mentioned, and now coaching as well, because I truly believe in empowering women and mums.
So it's nice. It's nice to hear this from you. You're in Australia and sitting here in India. We come to know about your childhood memories, where you're located. Catherine, every woman's life, motherhood journey is very important. And
100%.
I'm sure every mother has their own, beautiful motherhood journey. And it has also lots of struggle, challenges. And always there is something more to achieve. What's your pregnancy journey?
My pregnancy journey was not straightforward, not your typical straightforward pregnancy. So I got pregnant, I was pregnant with twins, and then I miscarried, and then I got pregnant very quickly after with my son. And obviously because of the miscarriage, and they're so close together, I was a pin cushion, and it was constant tests and sort of seeing, making sure that everything was okay and baby was growing fine. And he was meant to be born on a different date, but on the 12th, he was no, I'm coming today, mom, it's happening. Because I went in for my OB appointment, and she's you're 4 centimeters dilated. How are you still walking around?
Yeah.
So, okay. And then he came into the world at 11:54 p.m. on the 12th.
He's so cute, chubby boy. I love him.
He's so beautiful.
He's super cute. So any Definitely. Challenges and struggle you faced during this period?
From birth to now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely found that, like, I feel it's important to tell the listeners to reach out and ask for help or support from wherever you can get it, like, obviously, like, positive support, because I found that finding my feet being a mom whilst being a business owner was probably one of the hardest things I've ever done. Because mm-hmm. I had an NDIS business whilst, like, when I was a new mom, and yeah, the mental load of everything was a lot. I handled it, but it did take its toll on me, hence why once I got to a point I sold it and took a bit of a breather.
Yeah.
Before I, like, started another business. Like, business is, like, I'm very ambitious, but yes, so definitely reach out and don't, like, because I know that a lot of, I think 8 out of 10 women suffer with postpartum.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing wrong with you. It just, you know, some mums do and some mums don't. Like, well, not as bad anyway. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. Reach out, get support, and find your feet, mum. You will definitely, all women go through it. It's fine. There's no shame in it. And that's, like, yeah, there's a lot of stigma still around it, which is bad. And so that's the other thing I want to try and, like, eliminate is the stigma around that with new mums.
That's really nice, you know. I'm telling you, every story is very unique, and every story has its own value, because the mother who is going through with that challenges, struggles, they are unique. That's why I think their stories are unique.
Oh, how, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, how they overcome with those challenges in their own way, it's incredible.
Yeah. For me, how I overcame it was, one, like I said, to reach out to people. Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of therapy, a lot of inner work, a lot of self-work, and exercise. Oh, my gosh, I can't even, yeah, like, absolutely, just even to something small every day, but it actually helps sort of steady the mentality of your brain when it's trying to figure out who you are again.
That's super chargeful talk. I'm really, really enjoying this conversation. Hope you're also enjoying.
Yeah, I am, yeah. I think it's, yeah, I think it's great what you're doing. And I think it's great that you sort of reach out and empower women and moms.
Yeah, that was my intention to, you know, call all the mothers around the world. And I'm sure every mother has their unique stories. And each and every mother, whoever comes here and share their story, trust me, they always empowered me, including you.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm glad.
Yeah, because I have seen you, what the brands and all, you're, it's amazing, you know, the kind of strength you are showing, including your work, your struggles, your babies there, things you are managing, and you're also helping other mothers to stand out and build their business. Yeah. It's incredible. It's commendable.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So we are talking about now, Catherine, about this, our baby motherhood challenges and pregnancy journey. What about you? Are you really choosy while selecting the products for your baby? What aspects do you keep in mind while buying?
Yeah, when it comes to him, 100%, because he has sensitive skin like me.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely read what's in them, whether it's food or whether it's, like, stuff that he bathes in or moisturizers he uses, right down to the, you know, wash, like, softener and stuff and washing powder that liquid that I use. And that's why, like, it's actually sort of like a little info drop. It's something that Poda Beauty is working on. We are working on bringing out an entire kids range, because we just bought out a men's range to obviously be more inclusive, but we are working on an entire kids range because I want something tailored to my little boy as well. And obviously there's other little kids out there that have sensitive skin and react to different things. And so, yeah, because I'm a mom that does read a lot of labels.
Yeah. So you believe in sustainable products, like, rather than using, you know, different kind of fancy diapers or nappies or any kind of, you know, teether and all, do you use some kind of sustainable natural product for your baby? Or if you have used, like, which all?
Well, with the bottles and stuff, and, like, he doesn't have pacifiers or dummies, like, depending on which part of the world you're in. He doesn't have them anymore. He actually self-weaned. I was pretty proud of that. But he only has, like, a couple of bottles throughout the day, usually around nap times, or bedtime. But yeah, anything that I've gotten for him, whether it's his bottle that he drinks water from or has a bit of milk from. It is all BPA and like nothing bad in it. No parabens or nothing. So I read every bit of packaging, not only for like if it's a product, but also what the packaging is as well. Like obviously it's got to be sustainable to the like eco-friendly, but it's also got to be, you know, friendly to his skin.
Okay, so you always keeps in mind that his skin shouldn't get hurt. Irritation shouldn't be there with any products. So you always stay away from those products which might can harm.
Yeah, exactly. Because the last thing as a mom you want to see is your child in pain.
So, Catherine, you are also a successful business coach. And helping,
yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and helping individuals to achieve new heights. So how are you 100%. Managing both your business and your baby together? If you can share that, I think this input is going to empower lots of mothers because there are so many mothers out there who are juggling between their baby, their business, work, personal life. Can you share that with us?
I'm so glad you asked because up until probably the last couple of weeks, I actually built everything up just by pure discipline and extreme time management. I'm very OCD, so I'm very organized anyway. But yeah, up until the last couple of weeks, I've just been doing it on my own, did everything else. I had a structured business plan for both. And I knew how I wanted to execute both of them, which I have. And now Purdah Beauty is pretty much self-automated. I just need to check orders and make sure that, you know, it's going to the right place. In the coaching business, I now have an incredible team. So I've got like lead generators, appointment setters, sales and marketing manager, and then PR, which is like a personal brand rep.
Yeah.
And then I just hired today a social media manager. But yeah, wow. So like that's because I've built it to a point of being able to outsource, but getting to that point, let me tell you, it was hard. And for the moms that want to do it, I will 100% be there. Like if you want to reach out and join the coaching program, I will be there. I will guide you and I'll hold your hand because I know firsthand what it's like to build up on your own. And, you know, obviously because you need to do something on your own to get to the point where you can hire out a team. I'm now at that point and it's fantastic and I'm super happy because it's taken a lot of drain, I guess, off my shoulders. And now I can truly focus on coaching and delivering excellence.
This business coaching, is it your passion to do it? It was your work helped or pushed you to be into this business. What is this?
So the coaching comes from because I've always, as long as I can remember, and anyone who's ever known me and met me over the years, I've just got a passion for helping people. And I've helped people in numerous different ways, be it professionally or be it personally, over the years, and never asked anything of it. I was actually told by, because I'm friends with actually quite successful people that are coaches just in different areas, like life coaching and whatnot, and they're like, you should make a business out of it because you would stand out from other coaches because you actually care and you actually make sure that they get everything and then they succeed. And I was like, yeah. So yeah, that's where I kind of took off with it and I'm impacting so many women's already.
That's a valid idea about starting this business because when you have so many experiences and you know you can really do it, that's an amazing step to move ahead. So what kind of businesses you generally fuel with your power? Is it like any particular segment or any kind of business? If women are there who are actually looking forward for a guidance, you are always there to help them.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't matter if you are like just a beginner or you're like at the stages of wanting to start online or like, you know, create that sort of work for yourself kind of segment, or you've been in the game for a while and you just need some guidance because you kind of don't have a proper structure set up. Like there's no limitations around it because a lot of times women get to a certain point and they need their hand held, so to speak. And that's where I'll come in. And my team and I will happily, like you'll get the obviously one-on-ones with me, but my team, I've upskilled my team in just a short period of time impeccably to the point where I've pumped years of knowledge into their heads, in a very short time and they are incredible and they've absorbed it all. And obviously when I'm busy with like clients and stuff or like now they are answering questions, clients, you know, if they've got a question like, oh, hey, something's popped up, you know, they'll answer it and then I'll obviously address it in the next one-on-one call with them.
Wow. You have also launched your beauty and skincare brand, Powder Beauty, and your products are amazing, which is vegan and skin friendly.
That's exactly right.
What inspired you to start this segment? I'm sure, like every woman, you too love skincare products and makeup. Share something about this product with our listener. What is your motive to start this brand?
I think I touched base on it before, but that's fine. We'll because we'll talk about it again. It was because I've tried and tested so many different things, and obviously my skin gets irritated really easily for different things. So I wanted to create something that resonates with my skin, but is also friendly on the environment as well. Because obviously, you know, I want my son to have a nice earth to grow up in. But yeah, the skincare products and makeup and stuff, something that obviously didn't react with my skin, something didn't sting, didn't burn, and didn't, there was so much testing and work that went into behind the scenes. But yeah, I'm super proud of where it is. But yeah, the drive was because I have super sensitive skin, and there's so many things on the market that promise to be, you know, for sensitive skin, but they don't quite still react in some way, shape, or form. And so I was like, well, I've got to change this.
So because of that, the motivation to start this?
Yes.
And what is the best product you have so far, and you have realized that women are buying, people are there, especially mothers who are buying this more? What are the products are there? If you can share with our listeners. So whoever is there who doesn't know about your product, which is vegan completely, and they would like to buy, so at least they can get the information about it.
Yeah, no, definitely. So for the skincare range, it's definitely the mint exfoliator scrub. That's probably the biggest favorite for skincare routine. But as for your makeup, so we've got everything from primer to different shades of foundation. And I found that more and more women from different nationalities, different skin tones are sort of venturing in, because we, from the get-go, I wanted to aim to be all-inclusive so that it wasn't my skin tone's too dark and there's nothing there to resonate with. It's I didn't want that. I wanted, and it's always been a big passion of mine, is to be very inclusive with everything I did. So yeah, and no matter what's shade, and then we've got lip glosses or lipstick, depending on what you want, your preference. Then we've got setting sprays and different things like that, and then mascaras and eyeliners, and it's all very gentle and none of it is harmful.
Yeah.
And then obviously for the end of the night, you've got your moisturizer, if you just want to put your new skincare routine and then moisturizer.
Yeah.
We've got deep restoring anti-aging cream, plus we've just got, your normal nourishing body cream.
Okay.
And it's all very good for you, because it's all natural ingredients.
So post-pregnancy, you also must have realized there are so many changes on our body skin. The mothers are always complaining about not having that glow which they used to get it before pregnancy, and post-pregnancy they can see lots of patches and all. Skin are very dry or not that, hydrated. You have any particular product for that?
Yes, I do. So definitely our full body hydrating moisturizer. So you're from head to toe.
Okay.
Put it on, leave it on, and then if you want that glow depending on your skin tone, but it doesn't really matter because we cater to all skin tones, there's actually a tanning line that I created as well. So there's so many on the market, but this one doesn't smell. It dries really fast, and it kind of, the shade that goes on is what it is. So you kind of, what you see is what you get with it. But if you just want natural hydrating glow, we have oil serums that you sort of put on your face after you've done the full body moisturizer. And it sort of enhances your skin's, it blends with your skin's natural oils to sort of bring out the best.
So nice that it can hydrate the entire body, from head to toe. Yeah, that great it is. And any particular name?
We have incredible hair products as well.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be proud. You 100% should be proud. And I'm looking forward to listening to this and many others to come. We also have hair care products, obviously, for different people, because some people have drier hair, some people's hair needs a bit more love. So we have all that. And then there's chamomile face wash as well, and our kale one. So I think at the moment, because they're new releases, they're probably the hottest selling. Yeah, I'll drop the link in for you to have a look at all of them, and then you can share them with your listeners and stuff. And so, yeah, the ones for the moms out there that suffer alopecia, I think it is, where, you know, you suffer hair loss after kids.
That's also a major problem. Yeah,
so we actually have a growth stimulating oil because one of my friends actually suffered with it postpartum. So I didn't, like, tap wood. I actually had the opposite problem. Yeah, my hair just kind of got thicker and longer.
Oh, really?
And and then we've got face oil and moisturizer. So it's like you just put a couple of drops on your face and then, like, sort of gently massage it into your skin.
So good.
Yeah, so I'll drop the links on all of them for you.
Yeah, yeah. You thoughtfully design those packages and make sure that you put 100% those products which is really going to help a mother and a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely keep an eye out because there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes to drop, like, baby skincare line. Obviously, for, you know, they're gentle on their skin and stuff. So I'm excited about that.
Wow, it's fantastic. It's just fantastic.
Thank you.
We mothers talk about sustainable products. Generally, even I love personally. What's your point of view? Like, how much you believe on that?
How much I believe on sustainable products?
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Lovely.
Yeah, 100%.
You must be feeling also like every mother should use sustainable product.
Yeah, I feel like they should. I mean, some moms don't. I guess maybe it comes down to affordability.
Yeah.
And that's why I sort of aim, like when I launch this baby skincare line, I will be aiming to have it so that moms can afford it at sort of the start to mid to high range. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of, what you can afford. It's like, you know, I'll sort of price it and, like, I'm working hard with manufacturers and developers to have it so that, you know, obviously the developing costs are not going to outweigh me making it affordable for moms and stuff.
So we always, personally, me, I have started using home remedies when my daughter was very small and my husband was always on tour, and every time taking her to the hospital and showing to doctor was not possible for me that time. Whenever she is having this cold and flu, I used to start giving natural medicine or natural healing elements to her. Any home remedies you try for your baby, like especially during cold and cough, or you feel like he's having constipation, any kind of, you do it?
Yeah, if he's having constipation, I generally will blend up smoothies and bananas and some blueberries for him. Because it's kind of like all natural and I just give him a little bit and it helps so much as opposed to anything else that's shop bought. If it's like cold and flu season, like he'll sit there and drink lemon water with me like it's nothing. So it's fine, like it's, you know, old wives tale, and a teaspoon of honey that's like from my mom and my mom's mom and so on, and the sore throat and a teaspoon of honey, and it always helps him. I don't actually really, touch wood, I haven't had to give my kid medicine yet, so I'm super proud of that.
Wow, so it has come from your mother. That's how it happens. We believe on those things which our mother used to use it. Catherine, since you are an independent, successful mother, business coach, and brand owner, what message would you like to pass on to those mothers who are still trying to figure out how to start their life and become successful?
Okay, so the number one thing that I would definitely share with all of you is take that leap. Take it. Don't think, oh, you know, don't overthink it. Just take it. If there is a passion and you want to start something, do it. If you need help, then reach out. There is always people, be it me or be it someone else, but there is always people like me out there that will help you and that will guide you onto that journey so that you can create that financial freedom and be there with your kids in the vital moments that, you know, you can't replace.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. We need to reach out to mother. I think a mother can understand a mother.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's always very well need to discuss with the problems with another mother or anybody you can reach out. If its solutions will not be there, at least any clue or any way of doing things, maybe you can get the guidance out of it.
Exactly. I offer a lot of free advice on my like Business Coach Accelerator page and group. Obviously, there's VIP group for the paying members. Like, there's a lot of free info that gets dropped in the normal groups.
About one thing which I would definitely not like to miss is, what's your baby's favorite food? What you love to cook for him? If you can share, please.
Yep. His favorite food would have to be homemade spaghetti bolognese or homemade lasagna, like everything from the pasta to everything else. Mm-hmm. And he also likes beef and vegetable stew. That's just a hint, like, because I know a lot of mums struggle to get their kids to eat veggies and stuff. If my kid is needing a dose of, like, if my son's needing a dose of vegetables and stuff,
okay,
I will cook up a beef and vegetable stew and he'll eat it. Because he obviously doesn't realize it's loaded with vegetables.
So he eats vegetables? He loves it, or how?
Yeah, he loves the stew. Loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Okay. Since he's very small, so how you have introduced new vegetables to him?
Again, so any new vegetables I generally put in the stew just to see how he'll react to it. But from a young age, I think about 4 months, I was introducing him to solids. Like, I think a lot of mums will understand when I say it was like a little, it was like a pacifier, but like it had, but it has a mesh teat and you can put different foods in it. Obviously that way I was able to whittle out from a very young age what his allergies were and what they weren't. And he has none, so that's good.
That's nice. So he loves to eat that homemade lasagna.
Yes.
So while cooking, what you always keeps in mind? Is it the nutrition that he has to take more, or the color or the taste has to be good? Your preference should be which point? Is it the taste or the nutritional value?
A bit of both, but for me, because I've got an Italian background, so definitely the flavor, it's a big thing. But yeah, obviously I always try and make sure that there's nutritional value there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get lean mints and not like the fatty mints. I get like lean mints and sort of add vegetables to those on you as well.
What else you can share Thank about you. Your child? Like, your baby is small now, 2.5 years, and what's his favorite pastime? What he loves to do? What's his activities?
His activities have changed a lot since the time he was 12 months old to, you know, 2.5 years old.
Yeah.
His favorite activity is, like, definitely right, because he's got like a little bike thing, like it's a two-wheeler bike that he's learning to ride on, and he's getting more and more confident as the days goes on. And like, it's actually quite impressive because he's only 2.5. But what his favorite part, like, thing to do outside of playing with his toys and then his puppy dog, because we've got a French bulldog, is definitely me and him time. Like, when mommy's not working, when mommy's not doing anything else, like, he'll grab my hand and want me to go and watch a movie or something with him, or just sit with him, and he'll kind of just enjoy being in my presence. It's actually quite beautiful when he initiates it. It's absolutely beautiful.
So it's a mama baby bonding time, our time. It was a super conversation with you, Catherine. Your thought process and way of working is really impressed me. You act like a god on earth, and it will be a blessing for all those mothers who are still struggling with their business and trying to find out ways to grow their brand. Through this episode, I have learned and become confident, and I'm sure other mothers will also become empowered after listening this podcast. So lucky to have you on my show. Thank you so much for coming. So with that, we have come to the end of this episode, and please do share this podcast with your friends, your colleagues, and all the mothers in your network. I would also like to request all my listeners to please share your thought, views, feedback about today's episode, and if you have any topic on which you want me to cover on my podcast, please write to me. Would love to receive your comments. I will see you next week. Till then, bye-bye.